Time for another live report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY, and worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
And we're at the Caldwell County Extension Office, really visiting with some of our youth here at the Caldwell County Extension Office. But Rhonda talked about the great 4-H programs that we have in Caldwell County. And this young lady, we had a chance to talk to you earlier this week. Harper, tell us about some of the things you do in 4-H.
Well, some of the main things that I do are the Country Ham Project. I'm on the state teen council, and I work with like our local teen council. And I also do a lot with like livestock judging, land judging. And then, And then I'll just help with, or I'll like enter stuff in the state fair and like photography or like art projects.
What year did you get? How young were you when you started in 4-H?
I started it as early as I could. So 9, I guess. And my older sister was in it, and she's 2 years older than me. So I was kind of around it when she was doing it. And I'm pretty sure I did some of like the clover bud things. But when I was 9, I got a lot more involved because it's kind of like the age you need to be. So I've been around it longer than that, though.
Won a nice honor last year in the Country Ham Project, too.
Yes, sir. I was the recipient of the 4-H Country Ham Project Scholarship. So I got $1,000 to put towards my post-secondary education. So I'll be going to UK this fall.
What are you going to study?
Right now, I'm thinking natural resources and environmental science. So I have a few other things in mind, but that's probably the main one, to either do like research or to do like environmental law or something.
We could be seeing some research you do one of these days come out. Now, what do you hope to do with that career as far as the research? What, anything in particular you want to work on, or have any ideas out there what you want to research on?
There's a lot of things that interest me. Right now, I work at the UK Research Center, and right now I'm doing a soil fertility research project with like relating to like lime and phosphorus, like, and how it interacts with the soil. So that's something that I'm really interested in with right now. But I also would be interested in doing stuff with like PFAS and like water quality and things like that, or just like not like forestry, I guess, but just the environment in general. So a lot of that stuff kind of interests me.
I think it's good. Good luck in your career. Hope you do well. And I know you're also very active in the FFA as well. I think we'll probably see you Monday over at the FFA.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Harper Ritchie with us, and we'll move around the table here, but maybe I can do this without unplugging everything, and you're going to tell me, I forget your name, what's your name?
Caroline White.
What do you do, Caroline?
I am in livestock judging and country ham project.
What are some things you enjoyed doing about those over the years?
I've really learned a lot of public speaking, because honestly, when I was younger, I didn't like to talk that much, but I've been around since my sister was 9 years old, so I was about 4, and I mean, I was going with Kevin Laurent and all them to livestock judging, and just randomly judging whenever I wanted, so I got a lot of experience when I was really young.
What do you hope your 4-H is going to do for you?
I hope it helps me grow more, and grow more into my career, and into FFA, which I just got into this year.
I heard you ride horses too, is that right?
Yes, I work up at Pleasant Valley Equine, and I do a lot of that. I do rodeos around here, but I've also, I'm expanding on that. I've been going to Georgia for NBHA World, and I'm going to the All-American this year.
Sounds like maybe a rodeo career there in the future?
Yes, I'm going into equine dentistry. But I do want to dedicate a lot of my time into riding horses as well.
Equine dentistry, why choose that?
Honestly, it's a very big industry. It's a small industry which needs a lot of work into it. So more people that do it, you can travel around and make good money off of it and still enjoy it. But you can also have travel time. Like, I know someone who does it 6 years or six months out of a year, and then the rest they can do whatever they want. So.
Dentistry. I never have thought about that. That's a great career. It sounds like a lot of fun, too. You get to ride horses that you enjoy.
Yeah, it's probably one of my favorite things. I've been in since I was about 7, and my rodeo is not very much a rodeo family. We're more the livestock and crop family, so I really had to get into that from the very beginning.
What got you started in 4-H? What made you want to be a part of 4-H?
Well, my sister was into it, and then livestock and all the animals, and doing country ham with Miss Rhonda just really grew on me. And I've done a lot with the 4-H for many years, so I just want to keep going into that.
The secret to getting a good country ham?
Oof. Picking the right one, so having a great speech to go with it. It's not just about country ham, it's about how you present it.
teaches you a lot, doesn't it?
It does. Last year was a great year for me, too. I got second in the ham and third overall.
Congratulations. Way to go, huh?
Thank you.
Are you doing it again this year? Is this your last year?
No, this is, yeah, I have about 3 more years of it, so.
Good luck in your career. Hope you do well. Equine dentistry, one of these days we'll be paying her big money, won't we?
Yeah.
Hopefully so, right?
Yeah.
Visiting with some of our Caldwell County 4-H'ers here for FFA Week and for Agriculture Week as well. We're on WPKY 1580 AM and 103.3 FM.